Chapter 24. Freely ye have received, freely give.
Self-sacrifice is the keynote of the teachings of Christ. Often it is presented and enjoined in language that seems authoritative because God sees that there is no other way to save man than to cut away from his life the selfishness which, if retained, would degrade the whole being. Christ became poor that we might be partakers of the far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory, read 2 Corinthians 4:17. We are to practice the same self-sacrifice that led him to give himself up to the death of the cross, to make it possible for human beings to have eternal life. In all our expenditure of means, we are to strive to fulfill the purpose of him who is the Alpha and Omega of all Christian effort. We are to place in the Lord's treasury all the means that we can spare. For this means, needy, unworked fields are calling. From many lands is sounding the cry, "Come over and help us." Our church members should feel a deep earnest in home and foreign missions. Great blessings will come to them as they make self-sacrificing efforts to plant the standard of truth in new territory. The money invested in this work will bring rich returns. New converts, rejoicing in the light received from the Word, will in their turn give of their means to carry the light of truth to others.